Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. It's going to be getting cold here. I will be talking about the weather changes and how that's going to affect you coming up in just a few minutes from right now. Kind of an interesting day here. The new year is, of course, we've been watching this weather pattern, and it's bringing a lot of snow for millions of Americans up, as we were talking yesterday, north of Kentucky, along Michigan, all the way over to the eastern seaboard, including all the way to Maine, you know, New York, Washington, Pennsylvania, all taking that in. So we're going to be talking about the weather getting into the 20s, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, possible sleet or some freezing rain there. But let me just kind of give you an overall picture. If you happen to do any traveling, and a lot of times when you leave here, like for instance, on, was it Sunday, 70 degree weather, you might be going to Detroit, where it could possibly be about 12 or 13 degrees up there. So, and it also could disrupt some of the flights. Well, tonight, this afternoon, guess what? No flight disruptions at all. No cancellations. Pensacola International operating smooth. Todd and Matt doing a great job over there at the airport. But yeah, the board is looking great today. New year bringing snow for millions of Americans. Here's your latest Fox weather update with meteorologist Adam Klotz.
Several winter weather systems will be impacting the country heading into the first weekend of the year. Beginning with lake effect snow for the Great Lakes, the heaviest snowfall will be downwind of Lake Erie in Ontario through Sunday. A more widespread winter weather event will move across the Central Plains and into the Ohio River Valley during the weekend. Snowfall totals will reach 6 inches from Iowa to Ohio, with some areas seeing over a foot. On the southern edge of this storm, freezing rain and ice will be the biggest concern. Cities like Kansas City, St. Louis, and Louisville could all see major icing. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
See, there you go, travel plans.
Yeah. And with, you know, since we'll, since I just want to kind of stick with the steam, and it's almost 5:15 anyway, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have a closure on, if you're getting off of I-110 near Chase Street, just south of Cervantes, do have some backup still in that area. They were actually looking worse last hour than they are right now, but nonetheless, look out for them and maybe try to avoid that if at all possible. Also have some issues on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But those couple of spots, it's to be expected to give you some trouble this time every evening. As for the weather, 60 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 59, low of 52. Sunday's going to be a little bit warmer, high of 71, with some chances of rainfall late Sunday night, early Monday morning. But speaking of Monday, that's when it gets really cold around here. Highs creeping back down. And Monday through Wednesday, we could have some evening temperatures that are as low as feeling like the 20s, Chris.
Yeah, it's darn cold, and well, at least it will be darn cold. But right now, the 110 freeway at Cervantes still not moving.
Yeah, it looks like we still have some minor congestion there just because of that closure. But once again, not too bad at this time.
All right, just kind of help you out there. 516 News Radio 92.3. With this upcoming cold wave moving into the area, it looks like Ferris Hill Church in Milton will probably open up their cold weather shelter on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I don't have confirmation on it, but once the temperatures get below 40 degrees, they open that up for the homeless and heatless. Officials saying anybody wanting to stay in the shelter, they got to arrive between 6:30 and 8:30, can only bring a pet if it's a service animal. And for the folks who are preparing for this cold blast, as these cold temps return to the area, remember, and you talked about it last hour, the four P's: pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep the pets indoors. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave the faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. Keep the pets indoors as much as possible. I know. You got to let the doggy door open.
Yeah.
Got to do that. And it's a pretty good idea to cover outdoor plants or bring the potted plants inside. See, we're getting prepared for the Arctic blast coming in the first of the week.
Man, it's very rare that we're able to do that. One of our top stories here nationally, a Manhattan judge ordering President-elect Trump to be sentenced next week, just days before his inauguration. Manhattan Supreme Court Judge Juan Merchan rejected Trump's request to dismiss the hush money case against him in a ruling today. Merchan now has set Trump's sentencing date for January 10th. In the ruling, he implied he would not sentence Trump to jail time, instead giving him an unconditional discharge. In that circumstance, Trump would have the case dismissed if he avoids arrest. The sentencing makes Trump the first president to ever take office after being convicted of a felony. Trump was found not guilty of hiding hush of hiding hush money payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election.
Okay, blah 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 blah. Escambia County Fire Rescue is
we're still on it.
We've just heard about this for the past 10 years. I mean, come on, somebody
better
give
part
it up.
Of yeah,
give it up. Escambia County Fire Rescue is. There's other things to talk about than this recycling the news like
well,
this.
One Manhattan judge thinks differently.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. That's. I was just thinking to myself. That's why I live in Florida. Mm. You know. Okay. Escambia County Fire. Let me get this out here. Escambia County Fire Rescue is encouraging you to practice space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. We told you about this and mentioned that we were going to talk about it. What I want to talk about is that 3-foot buffer zone from the space heater out and around 360 degrees.
Yes.
Do not put anything within 3 feet of the space heater. I don't care how comfortable it is. It's dangerous. And as you saw this past year, the Keep the Wreath found a program had 14 red light bulbs this year. We had 13 in 23, so we were one over this year. So we got to do a better job. But we just have to be safety smart and understand that these darn space heaters can be great.
Yeah.
And they can be very dangerous. According to the National Fire Protection Association, space heaters do account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. Be careful.
Absolutely. And let's see, it's already 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a Florida Keys lawmaker trying to change the state bird. What's that all about? We got details on why and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Winning at life is a scriptural concept. Run that you may obtain speaks of winning. Run in such a way that you avoid being a castaway. We should run like Paul, not Demas. Paul fought a good fight, finished his course, and kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. However, Demas forsook his friend and his faith, having loved this present world. Paul was a winner, but Demas was a castaway. So what's the key to winning at life? The Bible says it's temperance, self-control. It's not asceticism, religious self-effort, but it is spirit-enabled self-control. Temperance is a fruit of the spirit. It's allowing your position in Christ to determine your pursuits. So avoid being a castaway by biblically regulating each area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally. Control yourself for God's glory. Spirit-filled self-control is the key to winning at life.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. we will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Float lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price, and you are still the one. Thank you so much for having us on today. We appreciate that ride, and let us jump in that car with you this afternoon. Once again, looking at the airport, P&S International is looking just fine. No cancellations or delays. I say this because this story is about an airline who does not service the Pensacola market, but I'm sure if you picked it up out of like New Orleans or Tampa, or I'm talking about JetBlue.
Yes.
They're being penalized after being accused of operating multiple chronically delayed flights. They knew what was going on, and it cost them. Jenny Casola has the story.
JetBlue is being fined $2 million by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The government is claiming JetBlue has unrealistic scheduling. DOT rules prohibit airlines from promising schedules that do not reflect actual flight departure and arrival times. The government considers a flight chronically delayed if it's flown at least 10 times a month and arrives more than 30 minutes late, more than half the time. Half of the penalty will compensate JetBlue passengers impacted by chronic delays or future disruptions. The DOT says it has other ongoing investigations into other airlines. Chinny Coselda, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, just have some minor congestion in our usual spots. One of the main things we've been touching on, though, is some road closures. If you are getting off of I-110 in downtown Pensacola, just a little bit south of Cervantes Street, do have some minor congestion in that area. Nothing too severe at this time, luckily, but it may get worse before it gets better, so we will keep you updated. As for the weather, it's 60 degrees right now, low of 40 tonight. Going to be chillier this weekend. Sunday, going to be a bit warmer. But and then we'll have some chances of rainfall late Sunday night, more like early Monday morning. But man, come Monday, it is going to get chilly, and it's going to get chilly fast Monday through Wednesday, especially. Going to have some lows, potentially feeling like somewhere in the 20s. So be on the lookout. Wear an extra layer of clothing or two. Some long underwear, as Chris would say.
I have the long underwear on today. If it gets below 70, I'm not a happy camper.
My goodness. He's going to have four pairs of long underwear.
Got it. Hey, you forgot to mention the possibility of sleet or frozen rain.
That's a very good point. Yes. With some of this rainfall coming in and with those temperatures dropping at around the same time, you can get some sleet or some icier rain, as Chris just mentioned. Listen, we tell you to stay safe on the roads when there's just some slight drizzle here and there. If we're talking about icy, sleet, rainfall, whatever, of course you need to be careful out there.
Absolutely. Evidence showing the trucks used in the Vegas Tesla explosion and the New Orleans truck attack were obtained using the same app. And Kelly Sabarini has more from Chicago.
Turo has been coined the Airbnb of renting cars. People can rent cars personally from that person that owns the car that you wouldn't find at traditional rental services, like in this case, a Tesla Cybertruck. Now, the process is similar to a traditional service. You can choose your location, what vehicle you want, but you don't have to see that car owner face-to-face to get the keys. Now, this is not the first time we've seen a peer-to-peer car rental company have issues with their platform being used to accomplish crimes like smuggling drugs across the border or robberies. Gene Roy, former chief of detectives for Chicago Police, says platforms that allow anonymity can harbor crime.
I believe they're talking about that platform Turo. That's the same platform that the terrorist in New Orleans rented from, as well as the person who rented that Tesla Cybertruck in Colorado. He actually rented that thing in Colorado Springs and drove it over to Vegas. But same rental. And if, did you notice that you don't have to be in person to rent these things?
Yeah.
That's where the kind of the concern lies. Rightly so for both cases there.
Yeah, you can see how that can be used for some shady business.
And it did.
Right. Mentioned this before the break. Florida Keys lawmaker trying to change the state bird. The mockingbird has represented the Sunshine State for nearly 100 years. Yeah. However, Republican Representative Jim Mooney filed a proposal earlier today that would name the flamingo as the state bird and appoint the Florida scrub jay as the official songbird of Florida. Similar measures have been presented in recent years but have failed among legislators. The effort has gained support from the state wildlife officials who believe the bird should be unique to Florida. The next state legislative session is set to begin on March 4th. Look, I know this is an overused point, Chris, but surely there's got to be something more pressing to devote our time on.
I will let you know this. I have two flamingos in my front yard.
Mm. So you're in favor.
I love flamingos.
They're cool.
I actually, when the lottery, Florida Lottery, first came to Pensacola, they had a huge party out on Pensacola Beach.
Really?
Out there, yeah. And, you know, they were showing people what the lottery tickets looked like, and you could buy them at that point, blah, blah, blah. It was just a big festive event. They also had these plastic flamingos sitting around the old event area. Mm. I grabbed them.
Oh, so you just stole them.
I have two of the state's
flamingos poacher
in my front yard.
My goodness.
They look nice. Oh, they look nice.
I bet they do.
They were very shiny.
They were state quality.
Yeah, they're great.
Here nationally, TikTok receiving support from President-elect Trump as a ban on the social media app looms. Trump wrote on Truth Social, "Why would I want to get rid of TikTok?" He promised to save TikTok during his presidential campaign and asked the Supreme Court to delay a law that requires its parent company to divest or face a U.S. ban beginning later this month. Yeah, he's been, I don't want to say some cheerleader for TikTok, anything that severe, but he has said, hey, listen, I have an admiration for the app and the people that are on it, and he's open-minded to keeping it around. I think that's good for him.
Okay, U.S. Surgeon General has called for cancer warning labels to be placed on alcoholic beverages. CJ Papa has more on this.
The nation's top doctor wants to change the warning labels on booze and reassess how much you can safely consume given the increased cancer risk. Dr. Vivek Murthy says the third leading preventable cause of cancer comes from drinking alcohol and points out in an advisory it leads to 100,000 cancer cases and 20,000 related deaths each year. In his post on X, Murthy says only 45% of American adults are aware that consuming wine and spirits increases their risk of developing cancer. Any mandatory changes to the health warning labels must be given the green light by Congress. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, an estimated 44,000 cases make up 16% of the approximately 270,000 total breast cancer cases. Vast majority, 83% of the alcohol-related cancer deaths in the U.S. came from people who drank above the federally recommended limits. You got to follow the rules.
News. I'm John Saucier. House Speaker Mike Johnson reelected his role as Speaker of the House. He initially failed to get a majority, but Representatives Ralph Norman and Keith Seif changed the votes, granting him the victory. Speaker Johnson spoke after the vote.
The path of prosperity has long been paved with policies that put America and Americans first. And that is what we will champion. and the 119th Congress.
The driver of that Tesla Cybertruck is dead after what officials believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound moments before an explosion that injured several people New Year's Day. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Sheriff Kevin McCahill says electronics believed to have belonged to the suspect are now being investigated.
One telephone and one laptop that we still have not been able to get into. There is one cell phone that we are getting into, and I can tell you that we are barely scratching the surface.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Surgeon General is saying alcoholic beverages should carry cancer warnings to increase awareness that the drinks are a leading cause of preventable cancers. The advisory issued today by Dr. Vivek Murthy would require an act of Congress to change the current warning labels on bottles of beer, wine, and liquor that discuss the risks of alcohol in pregnancy and intoxicated driving. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher today with the Dow gaining 339, the S&P 500 up by 73, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gaining 340 points, good enough for growth of more than 1.7%. Vehicle production in Italy by Stellantis fell 37% last year, according to union figures. Last month, Stellantis presented a plan to boost production, but an increase is only expected from 2026 thanks to the launch of new models. U.S. crude oil futures for February are above $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Brian Kelly had an impressive record of 113-40 at Notre Dame. Kelly also got blown out by Alabama in a BCS championship game and was 0-2 in the college football playoff. Kelly left South Bend for Baton Rouge because he thought he couldn't win a national championship with Notre Dame. And for now, that reasoning hasn't aged well, as Marcus Freeman has already won two college football playoff games and has the Irish two wins away from winning it all, but Kelly couldn't even get his team to the playoff this year. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Save on your New Year's car care resolutions with antifreeze, wiper blades, brakes, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about events at the Tourism Development Council, including a pretty vigorous discussion about whether money for downtown lights on Palafox makes sense for the TDT. A local hotelier who says that his business is suffering doesn't think so. Of course, we continue to cover the horrible terrorist attack from New Year's Eve on Bourbon Street and some of the new details, which have basically been reversed of everything that they told us a day ago. And the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we lost New Year's resolutions. Why? Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I'm going to take a stab at this. Laura Branigan?
Bonnie Tyler.
Okay. Told you it was a stab. Didn't say it was going to be accurate.
Yeah, you didn't say you were a master swordsman.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. You can tell in that genre, that probably had to be in the early 80s.
Yes. Bonnie Tyler, very stereotypically 80s, because she also did the Holding Out for a Hero, I believe.
I need a hero. Yeah. She did another one, too. Broken Heart. Forget it. I'll screw that one.
We'll figure it out later.
I'll screw that one up too. Let me tell you. Not good at the music selection today. And it's also not a good day for some condo owners over on Perdido Key. Lawsuits filed challenging the public access to a stretch of beach in Perdido Key. They've been dismissed. A judge ruled in favor of Escambia County. Six lawsuits were filed by condo associations challenging the 75-foot public access easement along the Gulf of Mexico. Mm. That has been a contentious situation for a long time.
It sounds it.
It's done. As of January 3rd, 2025.
All right. Things already looking up. All right. Wanted to touch on some sports stuff, as we always do around this time every hour. Well, we've got some bowl game action going on. Just two bowl games tonight. One of them already over halfway through. The Serve Pro First Responder Bowl between North Texas and Texas State. A bit of an in-state rivalry here. 2 minutes to go into third quarter. North Texas has the ball at their own 10-yard line. Down to the Bobcats, 23-14. So Texas State just barely has that two-possession edge there. At 6:30. Duke's Mayo Bowl between Minnesota and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech trying to finish with a winning record on the season. Minnesota has clinched a winning record and currently has the 9.5-point spread. So hopefully some two decent games this evening.
Yeah, I think that game, the Mayo Bowl,
yes,
is being played in North Carolina.
It is in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Which you have to watch. You got some bad weather moving in that area.
Ooh, might be a low-scoring one.
So it might be kind of a weather-hampered event this evening.
I'm assuming you would not want to be the winning head coach of that game because they get Duke's Mayo doused on them.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's nasty.
Yeah, Shane Beamer, it was some insult to injury a couple years ago when it happened to him. When they won the Mayo Bowl, one of the women who was holding the tub, her arm slipped, so the tub hit him in the head, and then he got doused. And it's like, he's the winner, right? Right. What the hell happened to the loser?
Okay, talk to me about the 110 Cervantes situation going on.
Yeah, all right. So we'll get you a full traffic and weather update in a few minutes here. But right now, looking at I-110, don't have too much going on. Still some minor congestion floating around. Do have a road. What we're talking about, by the way, is a closure if you're getting off of I-110 in downtown Pensacola. Very minor backups, though, as I said, nothing too severe. It actually looks like it's getting better. I really thought it would get worse before it got smoother out there. But yeah, not looking too bad right now.
You see, probably a lot of those folks listening to me taking those alternate routes, getting around that thing.
Yes. It's your voice.
Let me pat myself on the back.
It's our influence. We're doing it, Chris.
While we're talking about traffic delays, you might use Highway 98 near Hurlburt, but kind of in sparingly doses. Florida Department of Transportation confirming the project's going to start with the replacement of stormwater pipe targeting an area between Robbins Drive and Woodland Circle. FDOT saying to plan additional time. In other words, there will be delays if you're going to be using Highway 98 near the base. Hurlburt is also instructing personnel to maximize work from home activities. I did see, I think it was our news partners, Channel 3, on the side of the road. It looks like where that area is where that overpass over 98 goes, connecting Hurlburt for people to get over from the south side of 98 to the north side onto the base in that area.
All right.
It's going to be a mess. Just what I can say is just plan accordingly.
Be patient.
There you go. And bring a lot of patience along with you. Talked about this story on Thursday. And Simone Biles, of course, she became the face of Sports Illustrated this year. And rightly so. Now the question is, will Simone ever compete for Team USA at the Olympics again? Fox's Jared Max has the report.
11-time U.S. Olympic medalist Simone Biles told Sports Illustrated that her days of competing in the Olympics may be over. The American gymnast, named the 2024 SI Sports Person of the Year, she told the publication, "Because I have accomplished so much, there's almost nothing left to do, rather than to just be snobby and to try again, and for what?" She said, "I'm at a point in my career where I'm humble enough to know when to be done." Does this mean that Biles, who will be 31 at the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles, will not compete in L.A.? She said, "If you go back, you'll be greedy. Those are the consequences, but that's also your decision to decide. What sacrifices would be made if I go back now?" Biles asked. She said, "When you're younger, it's like prom, college. Now it's like starting a family, being away from my husband. What's really worth it?" Jared Max, Fox News.
I don't buy that, because who was the U.S. swimmer that won like a bazillion medals?
Talk about Michael Phelps?
Yeah, there you go. He didn't feel that way. He felt proud to basically represent his country.
I don't know. I guess it's just like Nikola Jokic, basketball player. They talk about him. He kind of looks at basketball, it seems, kind of like a 9-to-5. You know, there was the iconic clip after he won the finals. Yeah, yeah. They asked him about the parade, and he's like, I got to get home.
I'm not committed to that parade.
Well, that's the thing. He's like, I got to go to a parade now? Yeah. And it's like he looks at it like a job. So it's just
too bad.
Yeah, it's different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, too bad.
All righty, let's see.
I opened up a can of worms on that one, didn't I?
No, it's a fair thought. I mean, because some athletes feel some way, some feel another. But safe to say, I'm not athletic enough to talk about it. Just about 5:45 here. A few minutes ago, I said we'd get you a full update of traffic and weather later. Well, it's later. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some minor congestion in a few spots. Of course, we're eyeing that I-110 closure near downtown Pensacola. Still have some minor issues here and there on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards the Windhaven Beach area, but that's to be expected. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 60 degrees right now, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 59, low of 52. Sunday sees that temperature creep up, highs in the 70s. And late Sunday night, bleeding into your Monday morning, do have some slight chances of showers. With that, and with the temperature drops early next week, can come some frozen rain or freezing rain. So be on the lookout for that. Can cause some lack of traction on the road. So just be on the lookout for that.
You know that New Orleans attack, horrible, just absolutely horrific. But not only was the actual event itself horrific, what it has pulled out and what the FBI and DOJ and other law enforcement authorities are really concerned about, copycat attacks, people playing off of this. You know, people are crazy sometimes. Well, they're worried about these type of attacks following the terrorist truck ramming in New Orleans. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A bulletin from the FBI and other federal agencies warns of copycat or retaliatory attacks by drivers using vehicles as weapons.
Federal law enforcement federal investigative authorities and our intelligence community are watching this very, very closely.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says keeping the upcoming inauguration on January 20th safe is a top priority, and current officials are coordinating with their incoming Trump administration counterparts. Investigators believe the driver, who killed 14 people in New Orleans on New Year's Day, acted alone. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to see a security uptick for something like the inauguration, but that was to be expected anyway, with Trump being in his own dangerous situations a time or two in the past. As far as people using vehicles as weapons, it's a concept that's not new. That's something you're always going to have to worry about, especially at big gatherings, and you wish it wasn't that way, but unfortunately it is.
Okay, while we're speaking about terrible things happening here, President Biden has indeed spoken with the families of victims killed in the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans. And Jared Halpern returns once again. He's all over this story.
The president and first lady will travel to New Orleans Monday to meet with community members and city leaders impacted by the truck ramming attack early Wednesday morning. President Biden says he has spoken with families of those killed.
Yes, I have.
The president answering that question as he awarded 8 first responders, 6 police officers and 2 firefighters with the Medal of Valor for life-saving actions during school shootings, apartment building fires, and a near drowning.
There's a lot fewer empty chairs around the kitchen table and dining table because of what these guys did.
President Biden says the group represents the best America has to offer. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
547 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing higher after a volatile start to the new year. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 339 points to 42,732. S&P 500 rose 73 points to 59,42. And the NASDAQ climbed 340 points to 19,621.
All right, 548, News Radio 92.3. 15 days and counting. Early voting begins in 15 days on January 18th and continues to the 25th. Number of early voting sites in Escambia County has been trimmed back somewhat, cut from 10 to 7 for the special primary election. No early voting sites will be offered in Century, the University of West Florida, or in Brownsville.
Very well. And Apple is settling a lawsuit related to accusations that Siri eavesdrops on users. The tech giant will pay $95 million to settle the class action suit. This after a more than 5-year legal battle over claims that Siri routinely recorded private conversations and shared them with third parties like advertisers. The suit also alleged that Siri recorded conversations even when the feature wasn't activated, which happens usually by pressing the button or saying, "Hey Siri," into the device. And I raised my voice for that because I wanted to see if I could trigger Siri in your car right now.
I mentioned to you leading up till today about the town of Century opening up that Millennium Time Capsule this afternoon. They did it at 1 o'clock and people were saying, "Well, what was in that thing?" A lot of water. It seems that water got into the vault.
That's anticlimactic.
And just absolutely wet everything in there. It was buried back on January 1st, 2000. Over the past 25 years, water filled the concrete vault, murky, dirty, stinky water. That's what they told me. Also, there was busted plastic bags, other containers inside. Most of the newspapers and other paper items were total mush. They were all wet. Many photos had been printed on inkjet printers of that day, and the photos washed away. So, needless to say, little disappointment up in the town of Century.
Yeah, that's really upsetting. You know, because I was wondering what was in there. You know, obviously it was going to be a lot of dated stuff. And yeah, if you print a lot of things or have a lot of photos, they probably should have thought that water, especially just over such a long period of time, could find a way to seep in and damage some of that stuff. So yeah, that's very upsetting to hear.
But one redeeming value.
A Walkman was in there, and it was perfectly fine.
That's exactly wrong. there was a bit of surprise. The lid that covered the vault was signed by a lot of people, most of all high school seniors that graduated in 2000.
Oh, that's cool.
That is, now there you go. That would be everything. Just take that top and frame it or whatever you got to do. But yeah, a little bit of wet stuff up there.
It happens. Ford, coming off a banner year for new vehicle sales, the Detroit automaker reported sales increased 4.2% in 2024 to a total of more than 2 million vehicles. Sales of hybrid and electric vehicles led the way, representing nearly 14% of Ford's total annual sales. Find it kind of ironic that we're talking about this just a day after talking about all the vehicles that they were having recalled.
Jeez, I'm telling you. Scambia commissioners are soliciting applications for people interested in serving as reps of the Escambia Pensacola Affordable Housing Advisory Committee, a mouthful if you don't mind. Members will serve a three-year term from January of 2025 through December 2028. All applications must be received no later than Monday, 5 p.m. for consideration. It's coming up.
Yeah, we're on the clock. 5:51, we'll take one last quick break here. When we return, the killer of a music icon filing for parole. Details on who that is, what they're fighting for, or why they're fighting for it, rather, and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Somber tune here, Chris.
Yeah, it is.
Wintertime. Fittingly named.
News Radio 92.3. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Steve Miller Band.
Oh, there you go.
Kind of a deeper track. It's under greatest hits from 74 to 78, but it took me years to learn that one.
Took a deep dive into that one, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay, interesting day. So I got up early today after doing my scripts. I think I told you I start writing scripts around 5:30 or so in the morning. A lot of things to go through. And so was working on that. Then I kind of flipped on the television and watched the proceedings for Speaker of the House. The vote came down today.
Yes.
Boring. But anyway, I did. I followed that. And the outcome, Representative Mike Johnson from the great state of Louisiana will return as Speaker of the House for the 119th Congress. And Ryan Schmeltz on Capitol Hill with the details.
It wasn't easy, but Speaker Mike Johnson was able to secure the votes after several meetings with conservative members. Speaker Johnson saying he's committed to working with President-elect Trump, and one of the first orders of business is securing the border.
This Congress will give our border and immigration enforcement agents the resources that they need to do their job. We will secure the border.
Johnson says his agenda also includes working to restore energy dominance, which includes ending electric vehicle mandates. House Republicans have a tough task heading into the 119th Congress, as they'll need to deal with raising the debt ceiling and a government funding deadline in March. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on, but we do have some minor congestion here and there. Your worst looking spots are on I-10, traveling westbound over Escambia Bay. Do have some problems there. Same thing on Scenic Highway near the interstate. Be on the lookout for that. No confirmation of any accidents or anything, though. And also, if you're getting off of I-110 near downtown Pensacola, just south of Cervantes, got some minor issues there, as we have had for a while. As for the weather, 60 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 59, low of 52. And then Sunday, we're going to see a bit of an uptick with slight chances of rainfall late Sunday night, early Monday morning.
News Radio 92.3, started unplugging the lights yesterday. When I got home, actually last night, started unplugging the Christmas lights and taking the wreath down and off the front door. And, you know, the little things, just picking them up, because tomorrow's the big day. We make the plunge tomorrow and we wipe it clean.
Yeah, the weekend.
Oh, boy. Which brings to mind, if you are maybe in the same boat as I am and starting to take down the Christmas lights and things like that, you can recycle your Christmas tree by placing it curbside on Yard Collection Day. Escambia County is offering recycling sites for tree disposal if you want to go that way. East of the Summit Boulevard recycling site, East Maxwell Street, Bill Gregory Park, and the monitored recycling drop-off sites around the area in Santa Rosa County. You could drop the tree off at the J Transfer Station, the Central Landfill, Pace Fire Rescue, Navarre Beach Boat Ramp, and, of course, it's the Tiger Point Community Center that they do collect those trees. And as a reminder, and you and I both have harped on this, take off the darn decorations.
Right.
The bulbs, everything. Strip that.
Messes up machinery.
Strip that tree. Strip it good.
Why wouldn't you want to keep that stuff anyway? Especially ornaments.
It just messes up the machinery. So remember that if you're taking down that tree this weekend. Be a little environmentally conscious on that side. Hey, actor and comedian Dennis Leary has been preparing my whole life for a new show filmed on an active military base. Kind of a misleading tagline there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what it's all about. Michelle Plano has the story.
Dennis Leary's lifelong obsession with George Patton inspired his new role in Fox's new comedy series, Going Dutch. He spoke to Fox News Digital.
I'm a huge history buff, and my favorite military figure of all time is George Patton. And the character was sort of developed with Patton as a touchstone.
Leary plays Colonel Patrick Quinn, who is reassigned from combat to a base of misfits in the Netherlands and gets some help from his estranged daughter, played by Taylor Misiak, and Major Shaw, Community's Danny Pudi. Leary, who founded the Leary Firefighters Foundation in 2000, said he's been preparing for this role his whole life. Going Dutch premiered this week on Fox. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Alrighty, and hinted at this before the break. The killer of music icon Selena filing for parole. Yolanda Saldivar, who served as president of Selena's fan club and managed her boutiques, was convicted of murdering Selena in 1995. She was shot in the back by Saldivar when she confronted her about embezzling funds. Saldivar was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole in 30 years. Online records show that Saldivar is currently in the parole review process with a board voting panel, expected to make a decision at the end of March.
Okay, while we were talking, I wanted to add this in there, and I forgot about it, but I wanted to make sure you got this, and we're talking about Christmas trees. As they dry out, they tend to become more and more flammable. 36% of Christmas tree fires happened in January. Let me try out too far there. 41% of the fires were caused by electrical lighting, 20% by light bulbs or lamps, 11% were ignited by candles. Trees should be discarded when they start to dry out. I don't care if they tell you. You can keep the tree up until January 6th, King's Day. It'll be fine. Listen, if that thing's dry, dump it. Get it out of that house.
Well, and especially some people like to burn their trees, especially with it being cooler and the air being drier most days. That's also a hazard for obvious reasons. So don't be doing that stuff either.
And it's also impurities into the air that you're burning. So just be a little extra safe this time for Christmas.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.